Narrated Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him. The news of the emigration of the Prophet, peace be upon him, from Mecca to Al-Madina reached us while we were in Yemen. So we set out as muhajirun, emigrants, towards him. We were three, I and my two brothers. I was the youngest of them, and one of the two was Abu Burda, and the other Abu Ruhm, and our total number was either 53 or 52 men from my people. We got on board a boat, and our boat took us to Najashi, Negus, in Ethiopia. There we met Ja'far bin Abi Talib and stayed with him. Then we all came to Al-Madina and met the Prophet, peace be upon him, at the time of the conquest of Khaybar. Some of the people used to say to us, namely the people of the boat, "We have emigrated before you." Asma binti Umais, who was one of those who had come with us, came as a visitor to Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. She had emigrated along with those other Muslims who emigrated to Najashi. Umar came to Hafsa while Asma binti Umais was with her. Umar, on seeing Asma, said, "Who is this?" She said, "Asma binti Umais." Umar said, "Is she the Ethiopian? Is she the seafaring lady?" Asma replied, "Yes." Umar said, "We have emigrated before you, people of the boat, so we have got more right than you over Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him." On that, Asma became angry and said, "No, by Allah, while you were with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who was feeding the hungry ones amongst you and advising the ignorant ones amongst you, we were in the far-off hated land of Ethiopia. And all that was for the sake of Allah, and then His Messenger, peace be upon him. By Allah, I will neither eat any food nor drink anything till I inform Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, of all that you have said." There, we were harmed and frightened. I will mention this to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and will ask him about it. By Allah, I will not tell a lie, or curtail your saying, or add something to it.